The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Robbie welcomed me this morning into the studio. He said, "Happy Mario Day."
Yes, sir.
Apparently March 10th. I don't know if you squint hard enough, it looks like it says Mario.
M-A-R-1-0.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mario.
And I am not the... I am one of the last ones to understand what that meant. Apparently Mario Day is a thing, so I am now scrolling through the most difficult Mario enemies on all Marios, not including Super Mario 2, because that game was awful and it sucked. Get out of my life. Mario 2. What were they thinking? What were they thinking? I remember the excitement when I heard Mario 2 was coming. Kids, let me tell you a little story, okay? Back in the day, here we go. This is... So, there used to be a time where if you didn't have a movie or a video game directly under your thumb at all times, you would have to go to a store called a video store. And those video stores would rent movies and video games. You would pay $4, $5, $6, and then you would get to go home with that game. And then you'd get to play with it for 24 hours, and then you'd have to bring it back.
Right.
Well, the original Super Nintendo had a smash hit of a game on their hands called Super Mario Brothers. And when word got out, and I don't know how it did, because we didn't have Instagram back then, Robbie. I don't know how I found out that Super Mario Brothers 2 was on its way. Well, I was excited.
Probably from those black and white commercials.
Now, luckily, my parents sprung for the platinum membership at MP Video, which meant we could reserve movies and games before they were released. So wow. I put my name down on Super Mario 2 about a month before it was released. I waited outside. MP Video opened on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Bang, I was first one in there. Played a little game of Kung Fu Master in the arcade they had by the front window. Uh-huh. And then I picked up my Super Mario 2. I brought that thing home. I could barely wait. I was pedaling on my Kuwahara as fast as I could. I needed to get home. Robbie, I didn't let it coast not one time. Pedaling. Got home, did that thing kids do where they just threw the bike on the front yard. Worry about that thing later.
Mm-hmm.
I ran inside, right into my room, put in Super Mario 2, pressed the cartridge down for some weird design reason, and started it. And it was at that point I went, well, what the hell is this? Did they put the wrong game in the box? What is this? This doesn't look like...
Yes.
Where are the mushrooms, right? What is this? Why am I picking up a turnip? These jumps aren't making this... This can't be right. Worst game ever, Robbie.
Well...
Worst game ever!
And that's the thing. It's because it was basically... It wasn't Mario. It was a Japanese game called Doki Doki Panic.
And then they just kind of rebranded it as Mario? Is that true?
And they like changed the characters
to Mario. Stupid game. Terrible.
Yeah.
I played it for maybe 20 minutes and then I was like, ugh. And then $6 was a lot back then. That was a whole day of delivering the papers.
Yeah, it was weird. It's so unlike all the other ones.
What a disappointment that was. They really came strong with Super Mario 3, though. Wow.
Oh, they crushed that one.
Pepper and Dylan. Only on Kiss.
Okay, so we've got somebody on the phone. I don't know if you're going to believe it or not. Good morning, Lance. Thanks for hanging on. Hi, Lance.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Lance, you said you were how old, Lance?
I'm 33.
33 years old. Okay, so Lance was listening in on the last conversation that we had, and she said that she's exercising, she's taking her exercising seriously, and she's doing that because she's fallen a couple times and it hurts, and she doesn't want that to happen anymore. Good for her. She's been on the treadmill for a couple of weeks. We support her all the way, right?
Oh, for sure.
Then Lance hears that, and he says what, Lance?
I haven't fallen or tripped since I was in my early teens, and I don't understand how people could fall so often.
And you're how old, Lance?
33.
Robbie, do you believe that Lance has not fallen or tripped in 20 years?
There's no way.
Not one time, Lance? You haven't tripped on a curb while looking at your phone?
So I've definitely, you know, I've hit a curb with my foot. I've had that little bit of a stumble, but I've never gone down. I've never fallen down.
You haven't fallen down in 20 years. Robbie, come on.
There's no way, Lance.
Even the best of us have fallen down at some point or another. I fell on Friday while I was on that darn treadmill.
He did.
Right? You haven't, haven't slipped on ice?
No.
You've gone skiing and wiped out?
No, I don't do a lot of sports, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well, that's what you see, because he's afraid of falling down. He's trying to keep the streak alive.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Stop be running hard enough, Lance. If you're not giving it your all, you're not going to get jello legs. Have you not had jello legs?
I do at work.
But not enough to fall down. You haven't been leaning back in a chair, trying to look as cool as possible, and the chair gave out?
No.
That's the most embarrassing way to fall, Robbie. That's an awful way.
It is. Lance, yeah. you are one stable individual.
I guess so.
You haven't fallen down a dark set of stairs where you thought there was one less stair and you took too big of a step in 20 years. 917-917, do you believe that Lance hasn't fallen in 20 years?
Well, why would I go down a dark set of stairs and turn the light on?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a light
bulb. It's your deck stairs. It's the middle of the night. Yeah. I have no idea. I just have a really hard time believing that you haven't fallen in 20 years.
I do spend pretty much 10 hours a day most days at work, mm-hmm. and we got to wear ice cleats at work if it's icy. Like, it's a mandatory thing.
What do you do?
I'm an industrial scaffolder.
And you haven't fallen? Well, I guess he must be an expert at not falling.
Yeah, you better
not
fall.
It's important that you don't fall, I guess.
Yeah, if I fell, it'd be a problem.
Okay, so his training has prevented him from even the slightest of fall.
That makes more sense.
All right, yeah.
There are so many people that don't believe you because everyone who's clumsy is messaging in.
Yeah.
It just happens.
You haven't fallen forward, you haven't wiped out on a bike, nothing like that.
No, I haven't.
Mm. Just don't jinx it, though.
Have you been water skiing?
No.
Okay, that's why, because you definitely fall if you go water skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't incorporated a lot of fall-prone activities into your life, right? Except for scaffolding. The scaffolding seems pretty fall risky, right?
Right.
Well, that'd be dangerous because you're like 150 feet in the air. So
I'm really hoping that you don't fall now. Now that I know what you do for a living, I'm hoping that streak continues because a fall for you would be much worse than a fall for any of us, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it would.
20-year streak of
not
falling.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Some people asking, have you ever fallen in love?
Ah.
Oh, I am married.
When did you fall in love?
10 years ago.
He's falling in love, Robbie. That's the one. Yeah, liar.
Everybody falls.
Get out of here, Lance. Filthy fibber. See you later.
Keep it up, buddy.
20 years without falling. What a streak.
That's pretty good.
That is a really good streak.
But we just jinxed him. He's taking a tumble soon. We jinxed him.
I know. Now I'm worried. What if we read in the paper, scaffolder falls from 150 feet to his death.
Survived by his wife in 10 years.
The only other time he's fallen in love. Oh my God, Lance, if you can see him.
Oh, Lance.
Let's call Lance back here. Give me a second. We can't
leave with this.
I don't want to put that out there here.
It's already out there.
I've lost his number. Oh, we've lost him.
Oh, Lance.
Okay, Lance, if you can listen to this, we're sorry if we fall.
I found him. I'll get him back.
Okay, you get him back. That's no good. Robbie, why'd you even have to say that? Now it's on my head the entire time.
I didn't want to leave that out there like that.
Okay, let's get it here.
We totally jinxed it.
Hello?
Hey, Lance, sorry about that. Hey, if you fall, though, it's not our fault now, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I already iced the sidewalk outside.
Okay, we're not putting that out into the world, right? We don't want the streak to come to an end. When's the next time you're 100 feet in the air?
They actually just quit my job last week, so I'm waiting for my new job.
So Wednesday's the next day you're 100 feet in the air on scaffolding?
Yeah. Oh, geez, well, we'll see.
Oh, Lance.
Oh, I'm so worried.
Tie yourself in, please.
Have
you taken your fall protection in your ladder training?
Yeah, I got my fall pro. I took it about 8 times already.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's done you well. All right, Lance, if you fall, though, and you die on Wednesday, not our fault, right? Deal? Okay. And if it does happen, get your wife to let us know.
Sounds good.
It'd be very interesting. Okay, see you later there, Lance.
Buddy.
Don't fall.
All right.
I won't. Here's another text message. Says, I also have not fallen in 20 years. Come on.
It happens.
I fall weekly.
Some people just have those stabilizer muscles.
Right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I know you've got to vent some things here, Dylan, but Johnny's ahead of you in the queue. Johnny also has to vent some things. He just called. He said, I got a few things I got to get off my chest. That's all I know right now.
Okay.
Picked up the phone. He said, I got a few things I need to get off my chest. They said, well, hang on, Johnny. We're your place.
Uh-oh.
So, Johnny, what do you have to get off your chest?
Okay. Number one, why are the lights so long in St. Albert?
I've been asking that for 18 years, Johnny.
What? I'm sitting there waiting forever to turn.
There's no rhyme or reason. Oh, you're in a turning lane? Oh, you'll never turn. You'll never turn, Johnny.
Come on.
Never going to happen. Are you waiting to turn onto St. Albert Trail?
I just did. I finally got through.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, it's you're stuck. What? That's why, Dylan. That's why it's one of the fastest growing community in Alberta to live. Because you can't get out of it. The lights are red all the time. You just say to the family, well, we might as well stay.
We
There's
live
no
here
way
now.
Out of this town. We've got to stay here. Okay, that's one. I can't answer that, but I am trying to answer that when I run for mayor in St. Albert. Okay, for the next
Thank
election.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You got my vote.
All right.
Number two.
Yeah.
What is the deal with paying back a loan? Just paid off my truck.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody congratulates you. Not one person. The bank, they don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You, good for you.
You paid off your truck, and nobody said congratulations.
Not one. Nothing. What?
No.
Why would the bank care? They want you to pay.
They know it's a big deal to you, though. Yeah, of course the bank is like, finally, that relationship, they should ask you not to do it. They like all those interest payments.
Thanks for not paying us any more money.
But they should know that it's a big deal for you, Johnny. They should say, congratulations, you're
they
all
done. They should send you a little gift card.
You should, yes.
And they should send you a little gift card, because if my bank sent me a gift card after I paid off my car, I'd be like, I'm banking with them again.
You got a free gift card.
Yeah, thanks for the 25. And it would cost them just $25. You'd be banking with them for life.
Did they congratulate you, Dylan, when you paid off your mortgage?
Not really, no.
No, nothing. No, big party, nothing like that.
Oh, I think the email said congrats, maybe, that said you paid
Change
it off.
Change the system.
Yeah. I agree. 6 years you were paying off that loan. You finally made the last payment, and nobody congratulated you.
Cricket.
None of your friends? Like, nobody in your life congratulated you?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count, though, because I wasn't paying them.
Okay. Yeah, you expected that from them. Yeah. I mean, they throw a big party when you pick up the car, right? They make you feel real special when you get there.
Exactly.
That's because they've got you, Dylan.
Yeah.
Once you're walking away, they don't want anything to do with you.
They want you in for life.
That's criminal. Well, congratulations, Johnny.
Ooh, guys, I feel better.
There you go.
And now you just get to sit at red lights in that car. At least you're not paying for it anymore, huh? All right, see you later there, Johnny.
Bye.
Okay, all right. Whew. It is true, though. Both of the things he said.
Yeah.
The lights are terribly long. And, you know, you paid off a mortgage and you barely got anything?
No, the email said, congratulations, you've paid off your mortgage.
And then did it go right into, if you'd like to get another mortgage?
Something like that.
Why don't you try a second one? Wasn't that fun?
Didn't you enjoy? We had fun.
All right. Go!
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
What do you have to vent about here? You said you've got to get something off your chest.
Well, yeah, because yesterday I spent the entire day, all of it, every hour almost, in bed.
Okay.
Because there's a flu going around the house.
Yeah.
I want to know who else is in on this and if anyone has watched this show.
Okay.
Because I need everyone to get involved in this.
Okay.
Because it's the most ridiculous thing on TV. And I want to like it. Every part of me wants to like it.
Okay.
But it's horrendous. And I need to hear that other people feel the same way.
Okay.
So that I'm not just attacking somebody that I shouldn't be.
It's a show you didn't like?
It's a show that I don't think anybody can like.
Okay.
But maybe I'm out to lunch.
What's the show?
It's new.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It was just renewed for season two, which shocks me.
Okay.
But it's got 8 episodes and it's With Love, Megan.
Love, Megan.
It's a Meghan Markle show.
Oh,
this one.
Yeah,
this one's getting criticized a lot.
Is it because, oh my gosh. I saw it on the Coming Soon thing, and then I haven't watched it. Isn't it just kind of like an HGTV style show where she's just doing like things around the house? Isn't that it?
It's the most average things a human can do, but acting like they've done the biggest thing ever. Like she made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right.
For her kids, and then used like a cookie cutter to cut out a shape.
Uh-huh.
And then sprinkled it with flowers and acted like she had reinvented the wheel.
That was one segment, making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
well,
for the kids.
There was ham and cheese as well.
Okay.
She blew up balloons in a segment.
Yes.
And acted like she had reinvented the wheel.
Come on.
No, I'm not kidding. She made a balloon, I don't know, like arch. But it's embarrassing. And I loved Meghan Markle on Suits.
Okay. A little bit of a different show, though.
Oh,
huh?
My. The thing she's acting like she's doing is beyond me. Like, she put vegetables on a tray and acted like
I'm not kidding.
I'm not, she made a rainbow fruit salad. And I thought, oh, well, this is going to be neat. All she did is put strawberries in a line and then bananas in a line and then blueberries in a line. I was like, this can't be real. This can't be happening.
How does she get a show if this is... She got the show because she's Meghan Markle. It's the most out-of-touch show ever.
That's what I keep hearing.
Robbie, can you call Taryn? Taryn guessed what you were going to say before you even said it.
Really?
So she clearly vouches for you on this. I want to get her feedback because I think
it can't
be what you're getting.
You have to watch it. Everyone has to watch it because I just sat. Yeah. I sit there and my jaw's on the floor because I want to like it. Right?
How many episodes are there? There are several, aren't there?
There's eight.
There's eight.
Yeah, and they just renewed for season two, which I cannot understand what season two will be.
So how many episodes did you watch?
I'm in on episode three. Right? I'm up to the end of episode
three. Maybe she's walking you slowly. No. She's guiding you into more complicated
She acted like putting orange juice in champagne was wild. Okay.
Taryn, did you watch it as well?
So here's the sad thing. I haven't watched it. I've only watched all of the little clips that are all over the internet of people being like, this is ridiculous.
So
and that was enough for me to not watch it. It's crazy how viral it is of how bad it is. And I knew that's exactly what Dylan was talking about. As soon as he was like, new show, blah, blah, I was like, with love, Megan, because everyone I know that has seen it is, I haven't heard one person enjoy it. They all say that she is so out of touch with reality. Like,
so she's just
reinventing the wheel with the most simple of things.
Such a privileged life that she has no idea that what she's doing is what anybody does on a regular day anyway.
Oh, my God.
It's insane. My favorite was the clip with Mindy Kaling where she's like, calling her Meg. She's like, no, not a lot of people would know. Meghan Markle eats it. And she's like, it's Meghan Sussex.
Oh, wow. Is she playing a character then?
Is she trying to be, is she unlikable during it? Or
no, not on purpose. Like
she's super naive.
I get caught up in this is because like part of me wants to like this show.
Right.
Like part of me, this is like, she's trying to be kind of like Martha Stewart-y.
Right. That's what I thought when I'd seen some of the clips.
Oh, my goodness. You just have to watch it because I sit there with my jaw on the ground going,
she teaches you how to take 10 times longer to do something.
Yes. But she really acts like she's really changing the world.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, so it takes 30 seconds to chop veggies and throw them on a platter. You turn that into 3 hours of work. I'm confused.
So everybody is like, all of her friends that are there and like the staff and the crew are like, they're really building her up.
Yeah.
Which makes me even more mad because like she put yogurt. What did she do?
She's a princess.
No, but she wanted to, she was talking about anytime you have a guest come over that you have to have like little gift bags for your guests.
You
have to have like all these specialty items and specialty soaps and stuff like that. But like, she's like, what we'll do is we'll leave a special little treat for them. And so she made popcorn and put on truffle salt and truffle butter.
Mm-hmm.
And but she put it in a little bag with a little bow on it. And she's like, ooh, gonna make them feel special.
What about the peanut butter pretzels that she took from one bag
right?
and put them in another bag?
She took peanut butter pretzels.
She did.
And she said, what? I'll put them in my own bag. So nobody knows.
Maybe that's the idea of the show is to show you that you don't have to be like a Martha Stewart, like crafty and skilled and imaginative. You could just be a regular person and do neat things.
What part of her is regular?
The children's party gift bags was the one that I was like, I'm done.
Oh, the gift bags.
Seedlings. Okay. Sugar snap peas, seedlings, and something else.
Yes.
And like a little, like no 3-year-old wants that.
She's like, kids going home always want to have a little gift and parents don't want them to have sugar. Therefore, they have little hoes and little rakes and little seeds. Like any kid's going to even look at that.
There's a little thing in the gardening kit.
It was, I want to like it.
Right.
And I don't want to attack Megan. You just did.
Yeah. Robbie, watch the show, please.
I have been hearing terrible reviews about this show since it came out.
And my girlfriend and I, we started it together.
Okay.
And my girlfriend was immediately, she was like on Megan's case. And I was trying to defend her.
Yes.
For the first episode, I'm like, come on, babe.
It just got more and more difficult to do it.
Yeah. I couldn't even make it through half the episode while defending her. As soon as she got the pretzels out of one bag and put them in another bag and acted like she had invented the wheel, I was like, what?
So is it, it's like Martha Stewart without the skills?
She has, listen, she has such limited skills.
Right.
She's basically doing everything that every other mom has done right. their entire life with zero credit.
Yeah, so there's looking at it going, yeah, thanks, Megan.
Right.
Never thought of making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and using a cookie cutter before.
Right. Oh, really? Yes.
Is it satire?
No.
Is that the thing? Is like
it's out of touch.
You're laughing at how out of touch it is and she's in on the joke? No.
No.
No, this is real. It's 100% real. Taryn, you can guarantee that?
She seems pretty darn clueless about it, I will say. Like I said, I haven't actually watched a full episode, but
you have to,
I've
please.
Seen probably 100 clips on TikTok of people posting it, and I'm just like, I think for me, I don't want to watch it on Netflix because doesn't that make her more money and like boost the views of the show?
No,
she's like going to really push for season two, and I'm like, we don't need season two.
Well, how does it get a season two? Because every single message we've had from people that have watched it, and there are several, have said, this is terrible. I couldn't even get through half an episode.
It might be hate watching because we're like, where is this show? I need to watch how bad it is.
You've got to see how bad it is. It's on Netflix is where you can find it. All right. I love you, Taryn. Thank you very much. Yeah,
bye.
Dylan. Okay. People are vouching for you that have seen it or seen the clips.
Here's a text
of it.
That we need to call, though.
Okay.
Because it's from Malinette.
Yeah.
It's romancing the mundane daily things. I loved it. I don't understand how.
Okay.
I just, it's wild to me that you're
it's,
acting
it's a
like,
show for other princesses.
So, Malinette, you said you loved watching it.
I loved it.
Okay.
I think it elevates the things that you already do daily as a mom. So, like, making a peanut butter sandwich or making a fruit salad. And like Megan said, it's, you know, taking the extra time and making it, you know, into a heart shape, a flower shape, and like make it into a rainbow to like make it really special for your kids, because when they see that, it's much more special to them than right. a square sandwich.
Than just plopping a sandwich down on the counter and saying, eat it, and then you can go outside. Salad. Yeah, okay.
So like, oh, I'm eating rainbow, or oh, I'm eating like a heart shape, whatever, right? So I think it's the idea of making something a lot more special that's just a mundane, everyday thing.
What a privileged life to have to eat a rainbow. I got spanked as a kid.
Thing. I don't think she meant it as a daily thing. I think it's like the weekend where you're having that extra time to put into it.
Okay, but then when you saw her take the pretzels out of one bag and put them into another, you were like, we were impressed by this?
My gift for her guest.
Yeah, how to do something easy but make it look special.
Yeah, throw down the Cheetos on the bedside next to them.
Because it was meant to be a gift for a bedside snack for her guest.
Yeah, it just gives you a way to look at things and go, oh, I never thought of doing it that way. Boy, is that ever simple, right?
I'm going to the pantry rummaging through her.
It's interesting that they made a whole show out of it. Is each episode, what, 30 minutes long?
Yeah.
And how many crafts or how many different themes that she do
3 to 5 per episode.
Each episode. So they're very quick on what she's making.
Yeah, like the time she put orange juice in champagne.
Wow.
Well, I mean, Alanette, you liked it. Do you like it because you like Meghan Markle, or you just liked it because you thought, oh, this is, it's an easy, lazy watch, right? You just have it on in the background.
Both.
Yeah, okay.
Both.
That's fair. I can't judge, Dylan. I haven't seen it. It sounds like she's doing the simple thing. She's just doing, you know what? She's smart. She's like, no one's ever done a TV show on the really simple things.
Right.
All right, love you, Malinette. Thank you very much. She's found an era, a market.
Honestly, and this is why I was mad at it, is because, like, listen, I don't mind you're giving your guests some salted pretzels or whatever the heck it was. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what kind of pretzels they were.
Okay.
I don't mind that. That's fine. But just throw in the bag. Like, if you came over, that was me taking out the Hawkins cheesies and putting them in a bag and putting Rob on it, and you're supposed to feel special.
Yeah.
Because
I think I would.
Because you took them out of one bag and put them in the other.
All right, Dylan gave me some cheesies. Nice.
No, you know what I would be? Mm. Where the hell's the rest of the bag? Couldn't even give me the whole bag?
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Hey, listen, remember I promised not to eat ice cream?
Yeah?
The universe intervened.
Why, you were going to?
Listen to this. So, I'll be totally honest with you, I was going to eat ice cream. Even though I promised not to eat ice cream.
Sure.
But I was going to eat ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have that Ninja Creamy.
Which has been a good investment or a bad investment?
Well, if you like eating a lot of ice cream, it's been a good investment,
okay.
Dylan.
Yeah.
So, with the Ninja Creamy, you have to make, like, the ice cream, like, concoction.
Yeah.
And then you have to freeze it for, like, overnight.
Makes sense.
So, I happen to have a few ready at the ready, you see,
uh-huh.
for that momentary ice cream craving.
Okay.
Went down to the freezer.
To grab one.
Went to grab one. The cat had unplugged the freezer.
Aw, hiccup.
And they had all melted, and I couldn't have ice cream.
How many things went bad in the freezer?
I caught it. Everything was just starting to melt.
Oh, no.
Except the ice cream concoctions were complete liquid.
How do you know it was the cat and wasn't your fiance?
Because it's right by the litter box.
Your fiance sent in a little bit of a... a message. Yeah.
No, yeah, the cat, I just must have tried. Really? I'm assuming the cat did it, or the universe intervened, Dylan.
Sure, sure.
So I didn't have ice cream.
So are you going to have it tonight, or did you throw away the concoctions?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to have ice cream. I said I wouldn't, and now, obviously, that's a sign.
Right. Until?
Or it's a sign to get a better freezer or kill the cat. No, I don't know which
neither.
One it is.
Yeah. Okay, so at least the universe
what do you think of that, huh?
To be fit.
In a moment of weakness, I'd lost all willpower. I went down. I'm going to have ice cream. I won't tell Dylan and Robbie a thing about it.
Right.
Boom.
What day was the moment of weakness?
It was yesterday?
Well, he said he had one pint
over. One pint over for the whole weekend, though.
So is that impressive?
Yeah, it was all in one sitting on Saturday, jeez. But it was one pint for the whole weekend.
What was inside of it?
Ice cream.
No, but what else?
Fruit with some granola.
Oh, not even a good ice cream.
Oh, it was a good ice cream. But again, I went from having a pint every day to just one pint over the course of the weekend.
That's the growth we're looking for
here. In one sitting
here.
On Saturday.
That's it. That's all we want is
there
a little bit
see?
Of growth.
And then the cat said, look, fatty, we're powering this sucker down.
The cat that's is cute. Saving your life.
Yeah.
That's cute.
By the way, when are they going to invent a cat that doesn't need a litter box?
What?
Is that on its way anytime
invent
soon?
Invent a cat that doesn't need a robot
man,
cat.
Oh, man, it's the only bad part about owning a cat.
Oh, but they're
that
cute.
Litter box. Get out of here.
Yeah. You could always let it outside to go to the bathroom.
I do sometimes, but she saw some things when Robbie's cat got killed. She doesn't like going outside anymore, man. Yeah. She's traumatized.
Fair enough.
Pepper and Dylan. Only on KISS.
If you're just joining the show, we found out that, Dylan's expecting a baby.
No, I'm not expecting a
He's
baby.
He's been shopping for baby supplies. We're pretty... Wow, Dylan, who would have thought, eh, Robbie?
Guys.
Who thought we'd see the day? Congratulations. Is it yours?
Oh.
Big Daddy Dylan.
Wow.
Guys.
That is, I can't wait to give you parenting advice.
Stop spreading rumors.
Hey, man, enjoy the time you have together right now.
We wanted a comfortable couch, and we thought a birthing nesting chair was the best.
Yeah.
Not
really proud of you.
Baby.
Good
wow.
for you. Hmm?
It's so nice.
Jeez. Yeah. Start setting money aside for their education now, Dylan. You don't regret it. Trust me, my daughter's getting ready to go to UBC. Start saving now.
You save for your son. How'd that work out?
Well, we've got some extra cash flow just in case. Congratulations, man.
No,
very happy
there's
for
no
you.
Baby. Thank you, anyone texting that's saying, hey, show baby or anything like that. It's not happening. That's not true.
I can't wait. I'm free to babysit, Dylan.
No, that's nice.
Anytime you need it.
That's great of you. That's very, very kind.
I can come there. You can bring the baby there.
We were just looking at chairs. That's it.
Why would you be at a baby store looking at baby furniture if you're not looking at a baby?
Because we wanted a really comfortable chair. How do they want to make you most comfortable? They want to make moms most comfortable.
Yeah, nursing chair? That is a good line of thought.
Right?
Really, yes.
So we got a nursing chair.
Yeah.
While my girlfriend was picking out the swatch of the color, I was just looking at prices of other things, and I was shocked by it. That's all. I wasn't
looking. Strollers.
The strollers were everything.
Did you look at the price of cribs?
I did.
Yeah.
Cribs are in.
It's expensive to have a baby.
Baby clothes there? It was
don't worry.
Crazy.
I'm sure a lot of people have hand-me-downs, Dylan. You don't have to buy it all. Yeah? Get some people that have it that they don't need it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You can bring them to Dylan. Yeah. We'll take them all. Yeah.
It's not happening is all I'm saying right now. Oh, my God.
If you need somebody to stage a kidnapping and teach it a lesson.
Yeah, that's right. Robbie's always been wanting to do that.
I'll help you out.
No, not congratulations, Dylan. We're not having a baby.
Oh, what are you going to name it? Do you know? When do you find out? Are you going to find out? Are you going to have a gender reveal party? Who's the godfather? Can I be the godfather? I'm a good godfather. I'll give you an offer you wouldn't refuse.
Tips. Listen.
Yeah.
You guys will be the first to know if we ever are
would
having
we?
A baby.
Would we?
Maybe not first to know.
Give me the order. Robbie, hit the list button. Let's get Dylan's top five list in order of who would find out if he's pregnant there. Yes.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Okay,
no,
top five.
Just turn on the radio. Dylan's not having a baby.
So Dylan's having a baby.
Guys.
So let's find out in order.
My mom's going to get too excited. Stop this.
Your mom doesn't listen. She hates this show.
That's true.
Okay, number five. First person you tell.
First person you tell after if we did get pregnant, the first person I would tell?
Yeah.
Is this outside of our, family and parents?
First person, go. Because you've got her son.
Yes.
You've got your parents.
Yep.
Sister. Her parents.
Yep.
You only tell one person at a time.
Right. We start with We start with her son, for sure.
Okay.
He gets to know first.
Makes sense. Can't argue that.
He'd be so excited. Okay. And
well, he will be.
He'd be so excited to be a big brother.
Can you believe it, Robbie? I never thought I'd see it, to be totally honest.
No, guys, stop
Joe's having another baby.
No, don't. You're spreading rumors.
All right, number two person you're going to tell.
I would probably say her mom.
Okay.
Because her mom would then tell the rest of the family on that side.
Ah, good, yes. Send out a raven.
Actually, no. You know what? Grandma Rosie.
Before her mom?
I think so.
Wow.
Grandma Rosie.
That's her grandma?
That's her grandma. That's Grandma Rosie is her mom's mom.
Okay.
Because I think Grandma Rosie, at 90 years old, needs a little bit of a surprise.
Some good news in her day. Okay, yeah.
So Grandma Rosie, and then Grandma Rosie would tell the family.
So
that
she's
way.
Got that side covered.
Right.
Okay, that's two. Number three.
Number three would then go to my mom, and as soon as you tell my mom anything.
The whole town knows. Gotcha.
Everybody
okay,
number
four.
Know. Number four would then be the show.
Oh, here we go. Oh, really?
You send a text to Pepper and I.
Yeah, it would be the show. As number four.
Speaking of telling the whole town.
Oh, yeah, Erica.
But what about Jordan and Erica, your friends? What about them? Yeah.
And then you guys.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Fifth.
What about Jordan and Erica told me immediately.
What about your friend Sean, who you are the godfather of his baby?
That's right.
Oh, shoot, yes. Yeah. I got to tell Sean.
Yeah, you forgot about him, Jet. You've forgotten that you're a godfather.
Sean. Sean would know fifth.
I mean, so we're sixth?
Well, I don't know.
What?
I don't know what to do here.
Robbie,
I would tell you guys before, Sean. Sean,
Robbie,
I'm sorry.
Didn't Dylan just say we'd be the first to know? Does it sound like we're the first to know?
Sounds like we're the fifth or sixth.
Yeah,
guys. I don't even know if you're having a baby now.
No, I'm not. That's the whole thing. I'm telling you, I'm not. Stop it.
All right.
No more rumors.
Couldn't you just
when
make
is
a
the due date? Should you be talking about it this early?
No, we don't have it.
Is it okay? Everything's safe? Everybody's happy? Everybody's good?
Why are you doing this?
Just
babe,
sure
I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to come to work today.
Make sure she's taking her iron, you know? What's that other thing I got to take?
Folate.
Yeah, folate. Yep. Make sure she's taking all that. No.
Folic?
I don't know.
I've got a book to recommend.
Okay.
What to expect when you're
Thanks.
Expecting.
Yeah,
you should try
the
that book. Yeah, it's really
I'm good right now.
Nesting phase is coming.
Appreciate that. What's the nesting phase?
That's when you prepare the room and prepare your life for the arrival.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's great.
And you teach you how, I show you how to swaddle.
Oh, boy.
Robbie, when do you want to throw the baby shower? We don't even know the due date. When's the due date?
We don't have a baby.
Would we be at the shower?
Yes. We'll throw Dylan a baby shower.
Yeah. You guys would be at the shower.
I can't wait. Oh, I'm more excited than you are for this baby.
Because I'm
what,
not
you don't love your
baby?
You don't love your kid? What's the matter with you?
I'm not. Pepper, we're not having one. We got a chair. That's it.
Yeah, you know what they say.
We got a rocking chair.
First comes chair, then comes baby.
Maybe.
Congratulations.
We're not having a baby, Mom, or anybody else. At this moment, we are not.
At this moment?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. You make love enough, it might happen.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Pepper in the middle of his workout this morning. He's doing double of what I did because he promised yesterday to do it. I don't know why you would promise that. That's on you. That's a silly thing to do.
This is what he said. We have the clip.
I'm not doing it today because it's too complicated. But double down tomorrow.
Double down tomorrow.
Double down tomorrow.
Oh,
yep. Yes.
We got to hold him to that. Anything Dylan does tomorrow, Pepper has to do twice.
No. That's not what I meant.
Double down.
I love it.
Great idea.
What? Hold on.
That.
I didn't say that. I just used it. I don't even know what double down means.
Nah, you did. No clue.
You knew exactly what it
the
was.
Only time, this is proof I don't know what double down means. The last time I heard it, it was in Vegas. My friend Scott said, double down. And then the man took 50 of my dollars.
Right.
So double down, I guess, is bad.
Yeah.
I should have said buckle down.
Yeah. Where are you at right now? You just finished your...
I've got the second round on the treadmill is left.
25 minutes,
yeah. But I'm on my knee right now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You can get up.
Like it sounds like Dylan will be. Hey, Robbie.
Oh, wow.
Guys. Congratulations. A baby and getting married. 2025 is busy.
Come on.
When's
stop
the big
it.
Day?
No. First off,
who's in the wedding party? Robbie, hit the top five. Let's find out who the top five are in Dylan's wedding party. Here we go.
It's time to make a list. No, we won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
So, last segment. We found out the top five people that Dylan's going to tell that they're pregnant. Robbie and I didn't make the list. We're six.
We were six. Sorry, guys.
We're not pregnant, though, by the way.
Okay. You're shopping for strollers.
No, we weren't shopping for strollers. We shopping
push yourself
for
around?
A chair. That was it.
Robbie, what else would you put in a stroller?
Groceries?
Babies,
multiple babies.
Yeah. I think there are only two things, yeah.
Some people
boy babies and girl babies, and that's it.
Some people put cats.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dylan's allergic to cats, though, Robbie.
He's not allergic to babies.
So he's having a baby, and then we found out that they're getting married. Top five people that are in your wedding
Shouldn't
party,
we
Dylan.
Do your wedding first? You've been engaged
one.
For 4 years.
Top five wedding party. Best man, Dylan.
Oh, God. That's tough.
Your brother.
Come on. My brother wouldn't make it.
Your dad.
Oh, my dad would be there.
Can you make your dad your best man?
He's a wicked man.
Yeah.
What about this new friend, Ashton? Isn't he your new best friend?
Oh, Ashton's good.
He hasn't even been in the circle a year.
Oh, but he'd make
19 years, Dylan, Robbie, and I. 19 years.
I know. You guys would probably be part of it.
Part of the wedding party or part of the wedding?
Well, let me see here. I can only have five?
That seems ridiculous. For this demonstration, yes.
Well, I can't say no to Jordan.
Okay, that's one.
Of course.
But you're also good friends with his wife, Erica. So
you can have her.
Jordan and Erica come as a whole.
So that's one and two. Jeez.
They don't come separate.
Three left, Robbie.
Two. You can't put one in the wedding party and not the other. They take up two spots.
Would your girlfriend, fiance, would she have Erica in the wedding party?
Yeah, she would love
that. Okay, there we go. One. Number two.
Yeah. Okay,
what about Connor?
Connor's for sure.
That's your girlfriend's son? Okay, that's two. Number three.
Connor would be the best man.
Wow, cool. Okay, number three.
Her brother, Jonathan, he'd be there.
Who's this Jonathan? Rob, you ever heard of this Jonathan?
I think I met him at Ginger Ale Day.
Yeah, you did. He's a good guy.
Yeah, nice people.
Yeah.
That's three.
What about the Tyler Needham from childhood?
See, it wouldn't be Tyler Needham.
Okay, all right, there's still a spot for us, Rob.
Tyler Needham, call me sometime. I'd love to talk to you.
Sounds like you don't need him. what about that other friend you had, Matt Walsh?
Oh, Matt Walsh, he would want to be in it. I haven't talked to him for a while.
Gonna make that a dry wedding.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind Matt being in there.
Listen,
Hold on, there are two spots left. Why are you humming and hawing?
Well, because Ashton's got to be in.
Ah!
Two's got to be in.
Ah!
Two, yeah.
Casino Steve's got to be in.
Your friend Cody.
Oh, Cody has to be in. Guys, I need
Robbie!
10. I need 10.
Pepper, we're more like brothers to Dylan. We can be ushers.
Yeah, you guys would be...
You make me want to leave.
It's good. That's good. That's
maybe
Oscar
you guys
song.
Would MC the thing, you know?
For a fee.
Of course.
I'll do anything you need me to do at this wedding. What's the date?
We don't have one.
Is this another one like your 40th birthday where you didn't tell us about it? You're just going to come to work and we'll find out you got married? Is that what's going to happen?
This isn't happening. I don't know what happened. I wasn't here yesterday and now today's hell.
Hey, you had a busy day yesterday. You're dealing with the flu, got pregnant, and engaged.
What a day.
Dude, Robbie, what did you do yesterday?
I did quite a bit.
Not like that?
Not bad, huh?
No.
Well, congrats, Robbie.
Dylan.
No, or listen, Dylan. Guys.
I'm blacking out over here.
Shouldn't we focus on your wedding first? Because your wedding's been 4 years in the making.
Three.
It's expired.
Yeah,
I got to do it all over again. You guys told me.
I think, is that why you're getting fit is for the wedding?
Your wedding, probably, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Pepper, you're actually engaged.
I know.
Caroline says this hypothetical situation is making me mad.
Why?
Because the group that I don't pick you and Robbie.
Yes. It should make you mad or just hurt. Deeply wounded.
Guys, I have so many people. I want you all to be there. Robbie, I'm perfectly fine knowing that I'm not going to be in Robbie's party.
I had this conversation with my girlfriend recently. Because she thought you guys were my best friend.
100%.
And I said, if I had in my wedding party, they'd be 7th and 8th.
Because I've got
Nubs and Chubbs, Mark and Matt. I
you
got
grew up
Timmy
with them, yeah.
Timmy Toes.
I
Bennett.
I'm not mad by that at all.
I don't have a 3 and 4. I mean,
how do you think Crumb would feel if he wasn't in my wedding party?
That's a good part.
Very upset.
Yeah, he just gets the leftovers.
And what about you?
A lot of good jokes.
You guys would be 1 and 2.
No, listen.
100%.
What about One-Eyed Adam and Buck without the leg?
And Legless Joe? What? Who?
One-Legged Ben.
And what about the wrestler Jerry?
It's Rick.
And
professional
fireplace.
Wrestler. Now fireplace repairman.
Oh, that's what that is.
It's hard for us to
You're getting all my imaginary friends confused, guys. Keep up.
Okay, Scott, the cat man.
Yeah.
Tall Jeff.
Tall Jeff, yeah.
What about Short Stout?
Yeah.
Your son?
That's where I don't know. He'll probably be out of town.
Your stepson?
Yeah, we'll see.
Your dad, Gary, before
he
goes?
Guys, I got plenty of time.
Your brother?
No.
Okay.
He already was. All the ones that were in the first one don't get to come in the second one.
Yeah, exactly.
Your ex-wife's new husband.
Maybe.
Like maybe.
He's a maybe?
Yeah.
And you're not.
But they would all be after you two.
That's nice.
Every single one of them would be after you two.
What really about, nice. hey, a throwback to the podcast yesterday, your new celebrity couple friend.
We'll see how that develops. We can't say anything on the live radio. You have to hear it on the podcast.
You have a celebrity couple friend?
My God, potentially. Yes. You have to listen to the podcast because Robbie said if I say anything about it on the air, it's going to ruin everything.
Yes.
Oh, so you have to hear the podcast.
You shouldn't even have said it on the podcast.
Yeah, Pepper and Dylan, 10 minutes or
how
less
big
yesterday.
A celebrity are we talking?
You'd be
I
shocked.
Was skeptical.
Yeah.
Can't get any bigger in this city.
Really?
Can't get any bigger.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by all of that.
But if things go well, he would be the best man. But
when you hear it, you'll understand why we can't say anything on the live show. Change the topic. Change the topic.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, so the endeavor continues. We've been looking for the best dude in the world, a good dude, we like to call it. A dude can be a guy, a dude can be a girl, a dude can be a they, a dude can be a completely inanimate object. It was once that little lining that comes in a pop bottle that you used to pick out and get free things.
Yeah.
Now you just pick it out and it's nothing. What a waste of time that was. But you still chew on it to get the flavor of that soda, don't you?
That was a neat, neat thing to have inside of them.
Good dude of the day, Dylan. Who do you have?
It happened yesterday. I was so... I'm just so happy when good dudes exist.
Okay.
Ashton, who is a good dude, by the way.
That's your neighbor?
My neighbor. He was helping me in the garage.
Okay.
We were putting up some shelves.
Okay.
And we ran out of material. Now, okay. I live in an area that's not very close to
nothing.
A material
it is close
store.
To nothing except the new Dairy Queen.
That's it.
That's it.
There's nothing
you
else.
No,
even
they knew
around.
You live there, Dylan. We don't need to open anything but a Dairy Queen.
Right? Yep. And so we run out of material and I need a 2x4.
Okay.
I'm looking downstairs. I don't have a 2x4. I'm looking outside. I don't have a 2x4. We're out of 2x4. Okay. So I hop in the car and Ashton, I just leave him. At the house. Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll be back right away.
Gotta go get a 2x4.
I gotta go race to get a 2x4. And that's in my head, I'm thinking, I've just left him in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna just think I took off midway through. Like, I gotta hurry this up.
So that he could finish the work.
Right.
It's a good move.
Right? That's not what I was doing. We needed a 2x4, hey?
Mm-hmm.
So I drove like a minute.
Okay.
And I stopped at the first house on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was in the garage. And he's kneeling over.
You didn't ask a stranger for a 2x4.
Yeah, I did.
Dylan.
I go up to the guy. He's like, hey, do you have any 2x4s? And he says to me, in fact, I do. I just bought 10.
Oh.
I said, what are you going to do with those? He had just finished stacking. He like just finished taking them out of the car. He is stacking them on the like in the driveway. And he said, well, I'm about to make some shelves, but I'm sure I'll have some leftover.
You're making shelves too, Dylan.
Right, yeah. I said leftover. Kind of need it now.
Dylan!
I know, right?
Dan, what are you doing?
This is. Remember, what's the segment called? Good dude.
Good dude, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, I kind of need it now. He's like, well, how much do you need? I said, 4 feet. Can I get 4 feet from you?
Like a whole board.
And he said, yeah, no problem. So he got out his saw. He got out his measuring tape. And he cut me off 4 feet of this 2x4.
I kind
of
need it now.
Well, I did. We're in the middle of the project. I didn't want to go all the way to Home Depot. That's like a 30-minute round trip. So
I kind of need it now.
Good dude. Shout out goes to Jake.
Yes. Yes.
Jake on the corner.
Did you pay him for it?
I asked him if he wanted money.
Now, of course you said no.
He said no. I got to bring him something though, right?
Yeah. Well, he should at least get extra money for the rush order.
It was a rush.
I kind of need it now.
Well, I did. I didn't know what to do. So Jake was, what a good dude. To a
do
complete
you know,
stranger.
Have you followed up with Jake? Did he have enough or did he have to go back and get more?
Well, now I don't know. Because I've never met Jake before in my life, right?
Yeah, like, no, you've got to get him something.
I know.
You got to go to the hardware store and get him a gift card.
A gift card?
For the value of one half of a 2x4.
Well, that's not going to be that much. He's not going to be able to buy much
with
that.
You've got to do something.
Isn't that cool of him?
I mean...
I was thinking of bringing...
What was he supposed to say? No?
Crumble cookie, I was thinking, maybe. Like, bring him like a box of cookies?
I'm now worried, but you have to follow up and see if he had enough wood.
Why?
If he had to go back to the store, Dylan, because of you...
I'd feel bad. Because he probably, like, you know when you buy wood, you kind of buy the amount you need, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He had a very specific amount.
Yeah, there's like 10
boards. He sounds like a guy that probably measured it and knew what he needed.
Oh, he knew. And I was like, this is the kindest human I've met in a long time. I was just very grateful that he would part with his board.
I kind of need it now.
Well, I did.
Look,
and that's
you're being
the thing.
Very generous. Can you be a little more generous,
because no, he was a little iffy on, right? Because he said, well, I just got all these boards. And I was like, uh-oh, then I'm going to run into the, yeah, let me do my project and then I'll give it to you.
What led you? What motivated you? What made you think that it was okay to pull over to a total stranger and ask if he had a spare 2x4?
Here's the thing. I was driving to go dumpster diving.
Okay.
That was my plan.
That's where you were going to get a 2x4?
Right. Because a 2x4, there's always one in a dumpster. And this is like a new area where they're building new houses. But I turned the corner and he just so happened to have his garage open.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to just ask this guy. What's like he has a newer house. Maybe he had a board left over somewhere. Turns out he just went shopping for boards.
He was unloading them and stacking them.
He really honestly was at
so
that exact
thought,
moment.
You saw a guy who had just gone shopping for boards. You thought, you know what I'll do? This is what I'll do. He probably doesn't need all the ones he just bought. I'll ask him if I can have one of the ones he just bought.
Isn't that making him a
That's
good dude?
That's like watching me unloading my groceries.
Yeah.
And then seeing me walk them into the house and go, hey, do you have any extra milk?
I understand.
And then I would just give you a carton of the milk that I just bought for my house.
But listen how good of a dude he was.
He's a very good dude.
I was just so impressed to have neighbors in the area like that.
You're getting beer as a... I wonder if he's impressed that he has neighbors in the area like you.
He seemed so good. I really...
Wait, what was he supposed to say? Ah, sorry about it. It's all I got.
Yeah, Jake coulda. Knowing what I know of Jake, he coulda. Robbie, and I would have respected it.
How much are we going to hear about Jake now? Is Jake the new best
Jake's
friend?
Jake's his new buddy,
Jake's
yeah.
the new best friend. Ashton, look out. You're being rubbed out.
No, we're
you're
not rubbing Ashton out. I'm just saying Jake did us a solid... In a moment, we need him.
You got to stop and get him a 2x4.
Okay.
On your way home.
Yeah.
Put a little ribbon around it.
Okay.
With an envelope.
Yeah.
With a card.
Yeah.
And a gift card inside of it.
Yeah, I don't mind that. How much is the gift card? Because the 2x4 is really not that expensive.
Aren't they? I thought they were expensive nowadays.
Yeah, that's like $6.
What?
No one knows. They're either 25% more, 50% more, 0% more. It just depends on the mood right now.
Right.
No one knows what lumber costs right now. I mean, it was very nice of him, absolutely.
Oh,
plus,
I love
cut off a length for you.
He got a saw out. He got his measuring tape. I was like, what a good guy.
Maybe we should buy him a new shelf because his will be lopsided now.
He doesn't have a board on one side.
Yeah. I think he said he was going to have some extra.
Okay.
That's why he said he could give it to me. I think he wanted to build his and then give it to me.
He just knew. He had a sense. I better buy one. So from now on, if you're ever buying lumber for a home project, always buy one extra board in case Dylan's in need.
No, that,
and be sure you have it ready for whenever he needs it.
Am I the bad guy here? I thought, what a good dude he was.
I mean, it's...
No, you're just a lazy guy.
It's 30 minutes, and we really need to finish that project.
I guess I could say,
if he came to me, and let's just say, I don't know, something I had an abundance of.
Some
pork chops. Okay.
Right? Like, if he's just like, hey, you got any pork chops? I'd be like, damn right I do. How many do you need? Yeah, I would give pork chops.
Because when kids come to your door asking for bottles.
You don't even give them the bottles, and you're going to give this guy some pork chops?
Jake seemed like a good dude.
Okay.
Well,
but
that's
kids
what
aren't trying that hard, is what I'm saying.
It was where I felt you were pushing your luck was when you said, I kind of need it now.
But I did, Pepper. That's the thing. We were in the middle of the project. Had I had 35 minutes to spare, I would have gone to Home Depot.
Yeah. I think if he's like, I might have some extra to spare, but I'm not sure yet. Then I'd be like, oh, okay, don't worry about it. And then I go to the Home Depot.
Right.
I don't sit and wait and go, okay, well, I'm here. Go ahead and measure.
I did get out of the car going like, well, I wonder how long this will take. Hopefully
we salute Jake today. Yeah,
Jake's a great dude.
Do something nice for Jake. Way to go, Jake.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Pepper and Dylan.
On Kiss.
The show idea that my daughter and I came up with over the weekend that I really thought I would pitch. And, you know, do you know anybody in television, Dylan, I could pitch my show to?
Yep.
Who?
Adam Scorgi.
He's a documentary maker.
Is that not television?
Not really.
Oh. We got a TV station in the building.
Well, City TV down the hall.
So my daughter and I were talking about a good show, a good Food Network show. Might be good on HGTV, but it would be damn good on the Food Network for sure.
Okay.
So years and years and years ago, I came up with a show for the idea, the concept. Dylan, I'm great at thinking. I'm bad at executing. But I came up with an idea for a show where you would make a meal on one of these Food Network shows. You'd make the meal, and then the next segment after the commercial break, you'd figure out the next day what dish you can make out of the leftovers. Pretty smart sounding show, right?
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Right? You know, like you make something, And then the next day, you're like, okay, what do we have left over from last night's meal?
Wouldn't you just make the same meal?
An entirely new thing we can make out of it.
Okay.
All right, a pretty good show, right? Mm. Then my daughter said, you know what else you could do on either that show or a different show? Because, you know, you get one Food Network show. Yeah. Dylan, blink, you got 10 Food Network shows.
Okay.
That's where I'd be after this show with the leftovers called, by the way, Today and Tomorrow. Pretty smart.
That's what it's called, Today and Tomorrow?
The second show that I'm going to follow up the smash Food Network hit Today and Tomorrow with is Cleaning the Dishes. Would you watch a show where they're cleaning the dishes?
No.
Don't answer so quickly.
Okay.
Let me explain the show to you. Not just cleaning plates. Anybody can do that.
Sure.
All right? I'm talking about, we scorched something to the pot. That looks like that's going to be a pretty stubborn stain to get off of that pot. That pan, we might as well just throw that thing out. Hold on, not now.
Right.
Let's just turn on the episode of cleaning the dishes, doing up the dirty crockery.
Mm.
What a crockery, maybe. Mm. I don't know yet. Okay. Haven't come up with a name.
All right.
But they get the hard stuff out. Show you all the little tricks on how to get things out, because I'm really good at that, Dylan.
But these aren't shows for television.
Would you watch that show?
That's a YouTube show.
Ah, YouTube.
That's a YouTube show.
Would you watch it?
No.
Robbie?
There is something to be said about, the satisfaction of cleaning off a really...
Right. Oh, my God. Next time that happens to me, I know what to do. I'll use a little bit of vinegar and use a little bit of this, and look how it just wipes off. You were watching, for the longest time on YouTube, Dylan, you were watching with that guy that cleaned carpets?
Still like him.
You were obsessed with the guy that could get the dirtiest carpet perfectly clean.
I like him. I like the lawn guy. I like the pool guy. I like them all.
It's the same thing, but dishes. No, and who doesn't have a dish and a stain to get out of it, right?
No, you need this on YouTube, and yeah, you will have some people that will follow.
My mom's got this pot. I think they got it as a wedding gift, right? But she swears by it. It is so beat up. It needs a good scrubbing.
And you think you can get it clean?
Imagine that.
Wow.
People send in their pots and I would clean them?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I could. But it would be worth a try. Might as well put it on TV.
There you go.
Would you watch it? You wouldn't watch it, huh?
I want to be supportive. But no, I don't see myself watching. I don't like watching.
Do you have a pot or a pan right now that you're like, ugh, that thing's never getting clean?
No.
You don't? Currently, you just throw them out when they get that way?
No, I don't. I just don't. Nothing's that dirty.
You've never had something burn and cake on, and you're like, oh, this is going to take a lot of elbow grease.
I use a lot of parchment and a lot of aluminum.
What if
foil.
I could get rid of that elbow grease for you? Is that something you might be interested in?
But I don't want to watch you do it. Like, if you could do it for me, then yeah.
Isn't there something you watch the carpet guy do it?
Yeah, but the carpet guy, I enjoy watching the video while I'm sitting here listening to you yammer.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit down and watch this show. But I don't go home and watch this show.
30 minutes coming up next. You ever had a pot with a big, I don't know.
I'm not saying people won't watch it. There will be people that watch everything.
Yeah. Robbie?
Yeah, I think I would. It's like pimple popper shows.
You're right, exactly. If it's somebody is going to sit and watch those pimple popper shows, how are they not going to watch a show where you get to get a dish that you didn't think you could clean perfectly clean?
God, Tech says I'd watch it.
Yeah, you would.
Right? I mean, there will be people. I'm not going to knock it. There will be people that will watch it. I'm just not one of them.
You'd be interested in you.
That's not the show that I'm going to be watching. However, if I saw it on Facebook as I was scrolling, it was like a 1 minute video.
Yeah, you'd stop.
I might stop.
Let me take a look at this.
Yeah.
All right. I've got something. I've got some idea. Hmm. Now, I can get some stain. I don't think I'm much better than the average person on getting stains off. I just don't give up.
Right.
Until that damn thing's clean. So my daughter said, she said, well, Dad, what do you do if there's a stain or something stuck on it so bad that you can't get it clean? I said, Tyler, it's the magic of television. I just buy a brand new dish and just in the next segment, I say, look how clean I got that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I think it would be, you might have an audience.
Yeah.
Why don't you start with a little YouTube show?
Start it on YouTube.
See, and that's where I go wrong,
and
right?
You don't want to do anything.
The idea is mine, and then somebody else, I just want them to take it and run with it, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm already out of ideas.
Well, didn't Go Clean Co?
Go Clean Co?
They kind of capitalized.
Yeah, didn't they already do all the befores and afters?
Yeah,
we already saw that.
They weren't really doing, dishes. You know?
No, they did everything.
They did everything, but after...
You just want just dishes,
Only dishes, yeah. Only things in the kitchen. That's it. I want it more specific.
All right. I'm not going to tell you that people won't watch it because I could see people doing it. I just won't.
It's Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.
I want to preface this with, it was not my idea.
Uh-oh. It was not your idea, but you are so down for it, which makes it hilarious.
Very excited. This is my daughter, Tyler, on the phone.
Bye.
I love when Tyler stops by.
Future University of British Columbia graduate or dropout. Not sure yet. Don't know. Love my daughter. She's amazing. She's right. I am down with it. I love the idea of it. But this is where common sense parenting has to come into play. So I don't know where I should come out on this. But is Riley's down with it, right? He's all cool with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this where I have to be the parent and go, guys, can't do this. This is a bad idea. Okay?
Okay.
With that being said, Tyler, tell Dylan, tell Robbie, tell everybody, what is your idea and what are we going to do when Riley gets back into town?
Okay. So here is where I noticed that my dad has many tattoos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many tattoos. Mm-hmm. One of a giraffe neck on his leg.
Yeah, that's my neck tattoo.
Right?
Yeah, a neck tattoo. Like, he has so many. But one of the most important things in the world to him, the Buffalo Bills.
My football team.
Yeah. Yep.
He does not have a tattoo of.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he hasn't missed a game since, like, 93 or something.
Yep.
Yeah. And, like, I'm going to be honest. The Buffalo Bills are more important than me, you know? Sometimes,
But it's close, sweetie.
He'll miss my birthday because, like, he'll be watching the Buffalo Bills. Don't, you know what I'm saying?
Don't have a birthday in the playoffs.
Right.
But so, I have always wanted to get a matching tattoo with my dad and my brother.
So you guys are all going to get Buffalo Bills tattoos?
It was her idea!
What?
It was her idea!
Didn't you just make fun of that friend of yours that got a tattoo?
But he got quite the tattoo. Like, it was a full arm.
Oh, yeah, that's
for Kansas City Chiefs, my God.
Wild.
Yeah, it was a full arm. We're just getting a little guy. Just a little itty-bitty guy.
We're getting little standing buffalo.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, I only like black tattoos.
Yeah, she's a big tattoo snob, hey? She's got that one on her ankle.
Right.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm obsessed with tattoos now, and I want like a million.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Okay,
all right. So you're going to, what are you getting? Just a little buffalo?
Just their logo, yeah, yeah.
Just their little innocent-looking standing buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. That was her idea.
Okay.
That's cute.
All right?
That's cute.
My daughter and I watch the games together now. My son and I watch the games when we can together now. So we do bond over it. But Dylan, I need fun Uncle Dylan here.
Yeah.
Is this one of those ones where you're like, guys, you got to think about this. This might be a tattoo you end up. Look, half of the tattoos I have, I regret. Okay. I don't know if I would regret this one, but I'm a big boy. I can make those decisions.
Right.
You regret tattoos? See, this is the thing. Is I think that they're fun, and they show different periods of time in your life.
100%. But is this a period of time you want to look back on fondly? Is that football team you used to watch? Because it's the only way Dad would pay attention to you on Sundays. Like, that's the question that I have for you, Tyler, because this is a lifetime commitment right here, and you're getting a sports team tattoo? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, really? Dylan.
Where are you going to put it? Like, where is everyone's buffalo
going? I
want
to put it on my forearm.
Yeah. See, we're not sure if we should all get it in the same place.
Right.
Or if it's okay to get it in different places, but the same tattoo.
You know where my dad's, like, smiley face, like, upside down smiley face, but also right side up smiley face tattoo is?
Yeah. My forearm.
Yeah, that's where I want Buffalo Bill.
Well, I can't get it there. I've already got one.
Right. You wouldn't be able to do it. Here, let me ask you this question, Tyler, because this will set whether or not this is a good idea.
Remember, it's not like a heart or the number three or our initials.
No.
This is a football team logo that we're all going to share together.
Okay, here's the question, and this will answer it for everybody, I think. Tyler, let's say we're out on a date.
Okay.
Hey, what's this that tattoo off. Mean?
Yeah, and then I say it's my favorite football team in the whole entire world, and my dad and I and my brother have bonded over this football team, and now everything will never compare.
Check, please.
That's okay. You can be a hater.
No.
Like, do I want to be with someone who doesn't appreciate my football team?
Right.
Like, that's the first thing I ask them. I say, do you have a football team? Yes, you're not. I'm not going to go out with you.
I've trained her well.
Right, really. I think that's cute. I think that's wonderful.
You're not against this? Oh, I thought you'd totally be against this.
No,
Like, we should get something a little more symbolic and representative of our relationship together,
what?
The three of us.
Broken beer glasses?
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you want.
Wow. Listen, I think it's cute. I think that's...
Okay, I'm surprised. Okay.
If she can go out and have that conversation with somebody and be proud that this is what brought my dad and my brother together, I think that's a wonderful thing for a tattoo. Better than some of the ones you've got.
Should she attend a game in person before she gets one of these tattoos? She's never seen a game in person. My son has.
It's because he doesn't take me. He takes He takes his fiance, who doesn't even like football.
You did get to go to Europe a few times.
That's right. Yeah, we went to Taylor Swift. Suck it up, cowgirl. Robbie, you sound like you're against this.
I'm not against it necessarily. I think it's a great idea for Pepper.
Right.
But doesn't mean you have to get one, Tyler.
Do you feel pressured in any way?
It was her idea.
I know.
It was my idea.
I get that it's your idea, but do you feel that this is the only way you can get love from your father?
No.
Okay.
And, like, it used to make me mad when people would say that because, like, he would think that. He'd be like, do you only like football because I like football?
And
I'm like, how come a girl can't like football?
She had to turn it into that. It's not a social issue.
I think you can like football. It's just he's been trying to throw this down our throats for so many years.
It's not working with them. Well, we have a rule at the house, right? You can only root for that team.
What happens if you don't? You kick them out? Is that why you're not part of the family?
I guess I don't know. Okay, so you're good with it. You guys are good. I'm surprised. I thought you'd be like, what kind of matching family tattoo? Because people are saying, get her their initials. I already have my kids' initials tattooed on me. I've got nothing left.
Right.
That's all I can do. But they've got a whole blank canvas. They can put anything they want.
Does Riley have a single one?
No.
No.
This is going to be Riley, his first
Riley
one.
Riley, we're worried about is going to wuss out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then it's not really a family tattoo.
Well, I know. He's got to get it, so he'll have to go first.
And will Coral get one, too?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know if she wants that on her body. I don't think she's as loyal as we are to
okay.
us.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you're all for it, Robbie?
Yeah, like, look at the tattoos I have. They're just a collection of things from my life.
Right.
So I think
that's what I like. I think it's like a timestamp of, like, different times in my life, you know?
There's too many people just go to the shop and be like, I just want that on my, like, they want to copy somebody. You got to get your own little things that mean things to you.
Right.
So, yeah, go for it.
Woo!
All right.
Dad, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yep.
The day Riley gets back.
Okay, we'll book it when he gets back.
Are you paying for all of them?
Probably.
Okay, good.
The three amigos.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's the three of us right there.
That's cute.
I'm surprised.
Ish.
All right. Love you, sweetie.
Love you.
Okay. Take pictures and videos, Tyler.
I will.
Okay, love you, Ty.
Of what? The tattoo? Yeah.
Of the whole thing, yeah.
Of the whole thing, okay.
That's cute. See, Tyler can convince me of anything. This is so sweet.
That's how she gets to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As long as you're not pushing it on them.
But you did push it for many years,
so I'm still...
I didn't even bring it up. She brought it up and said, here's the idea. And then my son was like, I'm down for it completely. And then so I was like, okay, if that's what you want. Okay. But I thought I should run it by you to see if there's a parental responsibility that should override the enthusiasm that I have for it.
No, I think it's cute.
Okay.
I think it's a good way for all of you to bond. You guys have been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the happier moments from your life. Therefore, mm-hmm. rock it out.
Okay. Rock it out.
Why not?
Thank you, Dylan.
This is a text message. I love this tattoo idea.
Okay.
Yeah, no one's really against it.
Okay, You're able to look back and have that reminder.
It's just an odd thing to get as a reminder of like a symbol of your family and your togetherness.
It is strange.
It's a sports team logo.
Yeah, but it's cute. When you die, she'll have that memory, right? She'll be able to look down at her wrist and go like, yeah, my dad sure loved football more than me. So, I mean, it's cute.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Say hi to John.
Johnny.
Oh.
Good morning, John. It is time to celebrate. John, tell us the good traffic news.
Well, I made it all the way through St. Albert without hitting a red light on St. Albert Trail.
From where to where?
From the north end. I was coming in from Morinville. I made it all the way through town, all the way through St. Albert to the Henday without hitting a single red light.
Impossible.
It happened.
It never happened. You got
it happened.
From the north side of St. Albert Trail, like
by the Costco,
that first set of lights, green all the way over the
green all the way. All the way.
Now, for those who have never been to St. Albert, you don't realize the significance of this moment for John. For anybody who's been to St. Albert, even one time, that's why I live in St. Albert. The red lights, I can't get out. I just chose to just stop and buy a house there because I couldn't get out.
It's so true.
Unbelievable. And John, how long have you been doing that commute?
I've lived in Morinville for 25 years.
There you go. See, Robbie? My
and
God.
And it has never happened.
It finally happened today.
Once every quarter century.
That's...
You did it, John. Today's a good day.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Mark it on your calendar.
Yes.
That's why I had to move. I had to get out of there. Yeah.
Did you do anything differently, John?
You know, traffic was going about 55 kilometers an hour.
Okay, a little bit below the speed limit. Because a lot of people say if you do the exact speed limit on St. Albert Trail, you will hit every green light. I don't believe it.
So what did you do? What speed did you go?
55 kilometers an hour.
A little 5 below, huh? Okay.
And it lined up.
But you got to start out right. You got to hit that green at the...
At the right time.
That is amazing. Congratulations, John.
It was perfect timing the whole way. Yeah.
Today's your day, John. Get a lottery ticket.
Yeah, many people are saying. Those who know. Get a lottery ticket, John.
Oh, yeah. People know.
I don't have to.
All right. Love you, John. See you later.
Thanks.
Wow. Enjoy it while it lasts. What an achievement.
It can legit take like 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
To get to one end of St. Albert to the other.
I had to go... So I live kind of central, right? Now, it used to be on the very north end.
Yeah, you're pretty north still.
Pretty central. I live by the Walmart in St. Albert.
You're Deer Ridge. That's north-ish.
And I had to get off the Henday at St. Albert Trail, which is like kind of the start of St. Albert.
Yeah.
I have been putting it off for weeks to stop at the store I needed to stop at.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't. I can't do St. Albert Trail.
Who's got the time?
Oh, he did it. That is rare.
Johnny! Well done.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
All right. For every great story like John's, there's an equally bad story. We just spoke with John, and he, for 25 years, has been living in Mournville and commuting into Edmonton, taking St. Albert Trail to get there. Today, for the first time in 25 years, he hit every green light.
What a dream.
What a dream is right.
But all stories aren't great. Who's this, Robbie?
Haley or Kaylee?
Kaylee.
Haley, what's going on with you? Do the same drive?
Oh, my God, from Mournville all the way to 137th every day.
Uh-huh.
And today, so far, just from Costco, I'm not even by St. Albert Mall yet.
Yeah.
And it's been 20 minutes.
Every red light.
Brutal.
It's more often you get... Like, what are the odds? You never get every green light, but you often get every red light.
Every day.
It should be even 50-50, right?
Yeah.
There's days you get every single one of one. There should be days that you get every single one of the other.
Right.
It should be more common that it's about some of one and some of the other. But if you get every red light, the universe hates you. That's all that is. The universe hates everybody in St. Albert.
That's terrible.
You live in Mournville?
I do.
Okay, so you're not eligible to vote in the next mayoral election because I've lived in St. Albert for 19 years. And I am dead set. Yeah. I am not lying to you. When I moved here from Ontario, my friend lived in St. Albert, Scott. So when we moved here to first start this job 19 years ago, I was living with him until we could find a house. Our whole plan was to find a house in Edmonton.
Right.
We liked the idea of Terwilligertown at the time.
Right.
It was interesting to us. We thought it might be neat to live in Terwilligertown. When we would get to with our real estate agent who would drive us to Terwilligertown, it took so long to get out of St. Albert that I was like, out of hell with it. Let's look at houses around here. The red lights kept us in St. Albert.
Dude.
You should have never chose St. Albert.
I know. And ever since then, I've been trying to figure out a way because I want to run for mayor. And unfortunately, Haley, you can't vote for in St. Albert. But those who can, the minute I figure out, because there's got to be a way, right? There's got to be a way. The minute I can figure out how to make the lights always green on St. Albert Trail, I'm running for mayor. And I bet you that and that alone would get me a landslide victory.
It might.
I would vote for you.
Forget
for
transit,
sure.
Forget social services, forget any of that. If you could make all the lights green on St. Albert Trail, there would be zero votes for the
overpasses.
Yeah.
So create overpasses.
Overpasses.
Oh, God, what a nightmare that would be.
Yeah. Just takes one turn.
Got to be a way.
Overpasses.
I've tried everything from going under the speed limit to going over the speed limit. Nothing worked.
It's just sheer luck, right? And how many years have you been making that drive from Mournville to 137?
Oh, my God. At least 10.
10 years. And you've never hit every green light?
No.
Well, if John's any example, it took him 25 years for it to finally happen to him today. So,
well, I got 15 more all to right. go.
Love you, Haley. Thank you very
love
much.
You.
Is can I ask? And again, like I get it. I live in St. Albert, so I know this well. I get just as mad that I'm at a red light than I do if I'm on St. Albert. Right?
You can't. Have
I
both
can't
ways.
Win, right? Like I want all the lights to be green. How can we make all the lights green in every direction yeah. all the time and it's yeah. still being safe?
Flying
is it,
cars.
Is that it? That's the only thing, huh? Overpasses, traffic circles, or flying cars?
One of the three.
I'm gonna figure it out before Robbie. I'm gonna figure it out.
The Pepper and Dylan Show
on Kiss.
All right, you ready for the fact of the year?
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's do this here.
This could be the fact of the year.
What is the timeline before an edited message can no longer be viewed?
I don't know. We could all right. test it. We should test it.
So my daughter and I were chatting, and she's, look, future UBC either grad or dropout, my daughter. She's going to UBC. She's, you know, she's the president of the grad committee. She's everything I wasn't, and I'm very proud of her. She also gets very good grades in very difficult courses. She's one of those. She's one of those that you always hoped you'd have, but you pretty much knew you were never going to have.
Yeah.
Because your firstborn wasn't any of those things.
Aw, poor Riley.
But then your daughter turns out to do that and bails out the family name. Yeah, that's my daughter.
Okay.
So she's telling me she learned this in physics. I couldn't believe it until she described it to me. And I thought, well, if she's learning it in physics, aside from a few Facebook groups, you can't really question science anymore. She told me, get a load of this. I need you to pay attention now, Robbie.
Okay.
She told me, and I hope I'm getting this right. You were good in science, Robbie. You were almost a scientist.
I could have been if I buckled down more and I didn't drop
right,
out
right.
so much things.
So maybe you can vouch for this. You can corroborate this. In science, and this fits right now as it's a little colder and snow and whatnot, there is no such thing as cold.
What?
Cold isn't a thing, she told me. There's any science experts listening right now. Can you please vouch? She said, there's only less hot. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? She said, cold isn't a thing. You can't apply cold. Only less hot. So when it's cold outside, right? Remember that cold snap?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't cold outside. It was just we were losing more heat. It was an absence of heat.
Weird.
And so, then she got talking a lot of science and physics that just blew right over my head. Again, science 24.
Okay,
so
this,
when
okay,
it's
hold
minus
on here.
40, or even today when it's like minus 10, it's not really minus 10, it's just less 10.
It's just...
does that make sense?
It's just not as hot.
It's just not as 10. Yes. It's okay. 10 less than it used to be. There's a text message that says, that's junior high science. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Well, then I wasn't applying myself for much longer. Do you remember learning that in school?
No.
Okay, is this alternative facts? Does she go into a school that's just, the teacher's walking in and just making stuff up?
I didn't learn this.
Yeah.
Didn't learn anything about residential schools.
Yes.
Like, they really.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we didn't learn, yeah.
So here's what the internet's saying. Okay. Temperature.
Yes.
Which we measure with a thermometer,
right,
is a measure of the average kinetic energy, the movement of the atoms and molecules within an object.
I just thought it was warm or cold.
So cold
yeah.
is not a separate thing, but rather the state of having less of this kinetic energy
right.
than another object.
So it's less warm.
It's less warm.
So when you say it's cold outside, you're wrong, because that's not real. You just say, wow, man, it sure is less warm out there.
So ice cubes aren't cold. They're just less warm than fire.
I guess, yes.
So saying that an ice cube is cold is inaccurate.
Yeah. Saying it's less warm, it has less, sure is low kinetic energy outside. So it doesn't have the same ring to it, you know?
So when we say something is cold,
yeah.
we mean it has a lower temperature, meaning its atoms and molecules
uh-huh.
are just moving slower.
Yeah.
And have less kinetic energy.
See, Abby is saying that's not a thing. I didn't think it was a thing until my daughter told it to me. I still don't know if it is, but Robbie's looking it up. You're vouching for this, right?
According to physicists,
yeah.
technically that's true.
All right. So Ethan is trying to explain it in one sentence. Heat is energy. Heat can only move from one warm object into a colder object. Okay. So it's a very scientific look at man, is it cold outside? But when you say man, is it cold outside, you really shouldn't be saying that. You should be saying, it's less warm than it could be.
It's not very warm out.
Yes.
It's still warm, but just not enough.
Just not. So minus 40 is still warm.
Technically.
Just not as warm as it could be, or not as warm as it has been.
There's got to be a...
That's what she told me.
My mind's being blown this morning.
I know.
So when my girlfriend says she's cold...
Yeah, you say no.
I'm like, no, you're not.
Not. Just less warm. Put on a blanket. You'll get warmer.
Yeah.
You'll get more warm.
Yeah. It's not cold in here.
All right. Is that fact of the year, or are we still going with it?
Should junior high science be a fact of the year?
You might be right.
Or are we just dummies?
That's just proof on how dumb the show is.
But that's kind of a neat way to look at it.
Right.
Technically, yeah, there is no such thing as cold in the physics world.
So we'll stick with the existing fact of the year that Pablo Picasso died in 1973. So yes. Therefore he once wore jeans and had a television set.
Yeah, Picasso was not homies with Shakespeare.
Right.
He was homies with Mick Jagger.
Okay.
That's weird. That's weird.
Another way to put it. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan
Podcast.